This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Leaders from across the world are criticizing the haphazard global response to a microscopic virus that unleashed economic havoc and took nearly 1 million lives in its march across the globe. Kazakhstan's president called it a critical collapse of global cooperation. The coronavirus pandemic and its consequences topped the list of concerns on the second day of pre-recorded speeches by world leaders Wednesday at the General Assembly's first virtual high-level meeting. Countries large and small spoke about struggling to deal with its impact without international coordination. Pleas from the world to work together to combat the scourge and other global problems have taken the forefront. During a news conference Wednesday evening, U.S. President Donald Trump said that he may overrule the Food and Drug Administration on COVID-19 vaccine approval, claiming if they don't authorize the vaccine, politics might be the reason. Meanwhile, earlier in the day, the head of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration said that science will guide the decisions as the agency decides whether to give full or emergency authorization to a coronavirus vaccine. Dr. Stephen Hahn was speaking to the U.S. Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions. He said the decisions will be made by career FDA scientists and pledged the approval process will be transparent and independent. Hours after a Kentucky grand jury brought no charges against Louisville police for Breonna Taylor's death and protesters took to the streets, authorities said two officers were shot and wounded Wednesday night during the demonstrations expressing anger over the killings of black people at the hands of police. The violence comes after prosecutors said two officers who fired their weapons at Taylor, a black woman, were justified in using force to protect themselves after they said they faced gunfire from her boyfriend. This is VOA News.